This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed. And the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 870. Show notes for this episode, including any links mentioned in the episode, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 870. In this greatest hits episode of the Shameless Mom Academy, we're going to be talking about beyond perfection, four gifts of embracing imperfection. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms stories, tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more powerful, positive, and purposeful lives every damn day. So let's dive in. All right, so diving into today, I'm totally laughing about today's topic because we're going to be talking about the gifts of imperfect action. And I'll just let you know that right now, today's episode, total imperfect action. I had like 18 technology glitches trying to get my software up and running today. And I'm not certain that it's even fully functioning right now. So I'm just recording this hoping that it works. And this is me taking imperfect action, recognizing that like, I don't have time to not do this right now because I have to be on Facebook Live in, let's see, 17 minutes. So I'm just told myself I'm going to record and hope that it works. And if it doesn't, I'll re-record later, but I'm not going to miss out on this opportunity to knock something off the list, get it done, cross it off. And I'm just going to cross my fingers that it works. Because here's the thing. If it doesn't, I can figure it out because I am resourceful and I'm resilient. And so I can redo it if I have to, right? So this is me taking imperfect action, even just recording this today. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, the gifts of imperfect action. I think that many people listening to this show identify themselves, as I do, as a type A, control freak, perfectionistic kind of gal. And there's nothing wrong with being that person, but we have to kind of sometimes get into like recovery from all that. Like I need to be a recovering type A, perfectionistic control freak kind of gal because it's really exhausting to live in that world forever. It's not sustainable, and really it can ruin your quality of life. I'm actually reading a fantastic book right now called Drop the Ball by Tiffany Dufu, who I really want to get on the show. So I'm hoping to get that in the works in the next couple weeks here. But the book is really phenomenal, and she talks about her own perfectionism in early motherhood and how just batty she made herself. And the chapter I'm reading right now, she's talking about the first time she left her husband, or she had her husband take her son on like a 3-day trip. They both had to travel and she had to go out of town for work and he was going to go visit family to help out with some sort of family situation. So she's like, okay, well, you take the baby. And then she provided him with a list of instructions that were like, don't forget to feed the baby like X amount of times a day. And I mean, like, make sure he takes at least one nap a day and all these things that when she looked at the list in hindsight, she's like, this is like offensive now, years later, to look at this and be like, this is really the list I gave him. This is offensive. That it's one thing to send like some helpful little hints or whatever, like, you know, remember that he loves this lovey the most or whatever. But this list was like overly comprehensive and detailed to the point that it made her husband look and seem incompetent, which he was not. So a great example of learning how to get over yourself, like now she laughs about it, getting over your perfectionistic type A control freak kind of tendencies can be really, really helpful in helping you move forward and progress in all areas of your life. And this, I think, is one of the biggest challenges of motherhood, is coming to terms with getting comfortable with taking imperfect action. And I would say this should not be limited to motherhood. This is something that I think women need to overcome in general, but I think it becomes especially acute in motherhood because we just don't have time. Like, we do not have time to be our former perfectionistic selves, which can be a blessing, right? Because we probably used to get really wrapped up and consumed by unimportant things that we were trying to make perfect, and that wasn't really necessary. This episode is supported by Mysteries About True Histories, a podcast for your kiddos. So from the creators of the hit podcast Who Smarted and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of Mysteries About True Histories, affectionately known as MATH. Every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs, making learning cool. This podcast is perfect for ages 6 and up, and new episodes drop every Thursday, each stacked with so much laughter that your kiddos won't even realize how much they're learning. I love a show where, as a parent, you're like, hey, let's listen or watch this or whatever, and your kids are thinking they're like getting extra device time or what have you, and you're like, they're learning right now. So it feels like such a big win. So I want you to go check out Mysteries About True Histories wherever you listen to podcasts. You can tune into Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this podcast. So go check out Mysteries About True Histories to listen in and have some fun with your kid while they learn today. This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explains. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. Okay, so four gifts of imperfect action. When you start taking imperfect action on a regular basis, a ton of things happen that are really fantastic. So what you will notice when you start taking imperfect action is there's this momentum that starts to come with it. And opportunities open up and doors open up. And all of a sudden you find yourself and like, wow, like the ball is rolling and I can barely keep up with it, but it's exciting and it's fun. And this is where the direction I wanted to be headed, which is great. So that all is because taking imperfect action allows you to stop staying stuck. And when we stay stuck in our stories and our struggles and our perfectionism, we really don't move forward towards the things that we really want. We don't move towards our dreams. We don't move towards our goals. We don't take action toward the things that we really want. We just stay stuck in the things that keep us sometimes paralyzed in areas of our life. And so I'm going to go through the four gifts of imperfection, and you're going to notice a lot of alliteration here because you know I love some alliteration. So a lot of these, all of them, have some letter P alliteration in them. So you're going to notice a lot of P's. So the first one, number one, the first gift of imperfection is that imperfect action allows you to train yourself to engage in production over procrastination. So when you start taking imperfect action, you go into production mode where you're just getting things done, even if imperfectly, even if you're doing, as Britt Castillo calls it, B minus work, you're doing B minus work, you're getting it done, crossing it off the list, and you are moving forward. And that is the opposite of staying stuck in procrastination. And procrastination is often a byproduct of perfectionism. John Acuff talks about this a lot in his book, Finish. But we often procrastinate on things because of our perfectionistic tendencies, because we want to wait until we have just the right things lined up, just the right opportunities, just the right space in our calendar, just the perfect conditions, all those things. And we push things off and procrastinate, waiting for those perfect moments to happen, and they never happen. Imperfect action allows us to go into production mode. We just get the stuff done instead of putting it off. And even if we only get it done to like 60 to 80% of what we wanted to do, that still creates momentum. That still allows us to actually produce something, whether that production is like completing a big project at work or organizing a closet in your house or, you know, submitting an application to something, whatever that thing is, that production is energy. That creates energy in a forward motion. And that is key to moving closer to the things that you actually want to create in your life, right? So that's the first one. The first one is you train yourself to engage in production over procrastination. And this is replicable, meaning that for me, as someone who really tries to not be perfectionistic anymore, or at least not to the same extent I have been in the past, it allows me to have a lot of balls in the air simultaneously, which I'll tell you, that's hard for me. Like, I'm someone who likes to work on one thing at a time and cross it off and then move to the next thing. But what I've learned that in order to meet my goals, I need to be working on multiple things at a time. And so right now, in fact, I'm working on content for the podcast. I'm working on content for Shameless Mom Con, and I'm giving two talks in May on podcasting to high-level entrepreneurs. And so I'm working on these three things at one time, these three areas that I'm creating content for. And I can only do that because I'm taking imperfect action, because I've practiced that over and over now so that I can say, oh yeah, I can do that. Like, I can have three separate compartments in my head for these three separate things because I've been practicing this. And so now I know that I can do it. I can practice imperfect action and be in production mode on three separate projects rather than, because otherwise what would have happened is that I would have had to put one thing off until the other one was completed. So I'm not going to do Shameless Mom Con until I'm done with all my podcast content creation, which, like, that would have never happened. Or I'm not going to accept these speaking gigs until Shameless Mom Con is over. Well, that would have been a bummer because these were really great opportunities, which I don't want to turn down. So instead, I'm co-creating or concurrently creating content in three different areas. And this is something that would have completely freaked my brain out and just freaked out my mindset, honestly, a while back, just because it feels like a lot. But I've trained myself production over procrastination. So, like, you should see right now, I have so many tabs open on my computer because I just have brain dumps of different areas of content going on as I prepare to deliver content in three different realms. But again, production over procrastination. So I'm just brain dumping lists of things. And what it's allowed me to do is have like a decent amount of the meat of all three of these things done. Like, I have all my episodes for April, not recorded yet, but bulleted out actually into May. So all these upcoming episodes are bullet listed out in terms of what the content is going to be, the content for Shameless Mom Con. Again, like, I mean, I'm recording this a couple weeks in advance, so by the time you hear this, it will be much more finalized. But a few weeks in advance, it's all bulleted out. I know exactly what I need to create in terms of slides for presentation and things like that. And then same thing with the talks I'm going to be giving about podcasting. It's bulleted out. I have a framework for all of these things. So number two, the second gift of imperfect action is the opportunity to pivot, there's the P, and grow and learn. And so what happens when you take imperfect action is sometimes you stumble, and that's okay. Sometimes you get into things and you're like, yeah, didn't want that to go that direction, or I really don't like that thing. And so then you grow and learn and shift and pivot from there. And that can be really positive. I'll tell you, if I had continued to wait to create content for this podcast, which I really honestly, like, my perfectionism would have loved to have waited like 6 more months before I started the show, because I wanted to have like this big framework built out and have it all perfected. And the guy I was working with to help me launch was like, no, like, let's do this in 6 weeks. You don't need 6 months. And I remember feeling really uncertain. Like, I don't know quite exactly the order that I want all the episodes to go. And he's like, make a list of 12 things you want to talk about. Like, don't get so stuck in your head. And what I was able to do with that is I created these 12 episodes. And if I go back and now and look, it's kind of funny to me because I do, in my mind, they're kind of all over the place. But what that allowed me to do was get a clear sense of, oh, I like talking about this one thing, or this other thing over here is more challenging or difficult, or this other thing over here like totally gets me fired up, or this other thing over here is super boring. And there were things that fell into all those categories for me because I didn't know 100% what direction I wanted a lot of the conversation to go when I started the podcast. And so my comfort zone at that time as a gym owner was like, well, I can talk a lot about health and fitness and wellness goals because that's what I do every day. And also, I've been doing that for 15 years and that is so boring to me. So I had to really recognize like, yes, I can do that, but is that really exciting? And is that the direction I really want to go? And then when I got more into talking around personal development for moms and empowerment for moms and for women and more along those topics, I recognized like, oh, this is what's lighting me up. It's not the most comfortable. It's not the easiest, but this is what I'm super fired up about right now. Even though, yes, like I could talk about 5 ways to burn fat, but I would also be bored out of my mind. So I could talk about like 7 ways to give up sugar and I would want to gouge my eyes out. So that's not to say it's not valuable content. It's just not what I wanted to be talking about at the time. It's not what was lighting me up anymore. And it was definitely not zone of genius for me anymore. Zone of excellence. Yes. Yes, I could do it. I could do it really well. But would I finish recording and be pumped up? No, I would finish recording and be like, oh my God, I'm so glad that's done. I'm so glad I'm done talking about sugar because I'd been talking about sugar for 15 years. So I was ready to talk about something else. So that gift of imperfection in that instance was the opportunity to pivot, grow, and learn. Once you start taking imperfect action, you'll start to see things. You get a lot of valuable insights. And from there, you make adjustments. You make those shifts and those pivots, which is really, really important. We also need to identify that I just said the word pivot like 18 times. And my friend Natalie tells me that whenever she hears me say pivot on the show, she thinks of Ross and the couch scene on Friends. And if you are a fan of Friends, you know exactly what I'm talking about because Natalie and I used to watch Friends together with her brother. We were all roommates over and over again. And so I always laugh when I say that word on this show. So I hope you got a little laugh out of that as well as you're imagining Ross trying to move the couch in the stairwell. So number three, the third gift of imperfection is building clarity around your purpose. So as you're taking imperfect action, you start to more clearly define your sense of purpose. And so sometimes you take imperfect action and you're like, whoa, like that thing was not for me. I don't ever need to do that again. Because it's immediately clear, like this is not in alignment with my goals, my dreams, my ambitions, any of it. Or you start to see like, oh, this is in alignment. I really do love this. Or if I shifted it in this direction a little bit and I pivoted a little bit, now it's more in alignment. So you get a lot of clarity around your purpose. And so I know this is happening right now. In Momentum Mamas, we have a number of mamas who are shifting things professionally and personally kind of at the same time, like spending more time at home with the kids, less time working, or the other way around. And what happens with that is like, those are going to be messy transitions no matter what. If you're like, okay, I'm going to quit my job, stay home full time, it's just a big adjustment. And same thing in the other direction. If you're like, okay, I'm going to go back to work or work more hours or change my position or any of those kinds of things. But what happens with all of that is as you get through that messy middle of those transitions, you gain a lot of clarity around your purpose. And so you might recognize like, okay, I have this new job or this new role that's more demanding than what I'm used to. And I know that I'm going to have to work more hours, but what's really clear to me is that it's really important to me that I put my kids to bed every night. And even if I have to go back to work after that and like get back on email or whatever, it's really important to me that I'm spending that quality time with them. Or the other side of that might be that you decide I'm going to work part-time or I'm not going to work at all. Right now, my purpose is to build more of an identity around motherhood and be in this phase of my life as a mom and have that be more of a primary component of my identity. Neither of those are right or wrong. It's just taking action in a certain direction and gaining clarity around the purpose as you do that. And I would even add to that, one of the things that's come up a few times in Momentum Mamas, as moms have gone more into the role of motherhood and backed off of their professional roles for the time being, one of the things that comes up a lot is your shift in identity that happens. Because then you're like, suddenly, a little confused around, like, okay, so now I'm full-time in this mom role. Does that mean that I don't get to have an aspirational goal or purpose anymore? And maybe not if you don't want that, but also you could still create space for that. So I'm seeing this happen where moms in Momentum Mamas are either being really conscientious around building an identity or a stay-at-home mom, or building an identity around a community around motherhood in their gifts in motherhood. So one of our moms is, she's hosting messy play dates and she's putting together these awesome Play-Doh packages for moms that are like little play kits. They're super, super fun. And so now she's like, she was working from home before, but I'm not going to work for a boss, but I'm going to create something else on my own. Now that I'm a stay-at-home mom, I am and motivated and inspired to create this own thing. So she's creating her Play-Doh packs. She's hosting her messy play dates, and that's her purpose. So she's taken this imperfect action of walking away from a job that she felt like she was really good at. She was doing this work from home job, and she walked away from that, realizing that it just wasn't serving the purpose that she wanted it to. And now she's focusing on building something new. So that shift, taking imperfect action, walking away from something, allowed her to gain clarity around her purpose. Her purpose right now is staying home with her kids and building an identity around creating things for other moms and creating space and purposes for other moms, which is really, really fun.
This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house, to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now, and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com, and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S. AquaTrue.com, code Shameless. This episode is supported by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning hair is normal, but it's not openly talked about, so it can feel lonely and frustrating and sometimes even embarrassing when you're going through it yourself. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about their thinning hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Oh my gosh, I am a heavy shedder, so if you are a heavy shedder, or if you are someone who's wanting to thicken your hair, I definitely want you to try out Nutrafol. I have loved using it myself, and I know multiple other people who've used it and have found great results. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. To get started, you can take their hair quiz on Nutrafol.com, which will give you a personalized health plan based on your special root causes. Nutrafol is committed to helping you identify root causes of any shedding or hair loss so that you can really start to rebuild healthy hair in a way that is customized to you. So take the first steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Shameless. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Go to Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code shameless. Nutrafol.com, code shameless.
Okay, fourth gift of imperfect action is that when you take imperfect action on a regular basis, you learn to give yourself permission to take action. And this is a big one. This is the fourth P, the final P. You learn to give yourself permission to take action. And giving ourselves permission is a huge part of overcoming perfectionism and a huge part of production over procrastination. When we learn to give ourselves permission to take action, it opens up so many new places and spaces for us to learn and grow and evolve. And when we give ourselves that permission, it really helps us build that momentum, start to build that momentum toward getting what we really want. And that permission step is really huge because we often put ourselves in situations where we don't give ourselves permission and instead we sit around waiting for the perfect opportunity, the perfect moment, the perfect circumstances, instead of just saying, you know what? I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do it without permission from my family or my partner. I'm going to do it without permission from the rest of the universe. I'm giving myself permission to go for this. And those who want to support me in this journey, fantastic. If they don't, that's okay too. But I am giving myself permission to take this next step. And I think this is a crucial part of overcoming perfectionism and a crucial part of learning to take imperfect action on a regular basis is giving yourself permission to do it. Do it afraid, do it imperfectly, do it as you ugly cry, like just do the thing and give yourself permission to just do it over and over again. And what happens when you do that is you learn to make imperfect action a habit. And when you learn to make imperfect action a habit, there's nothing you can't do because if you are identifying as someone who takes imperfect action, you know that by giving yourself permission to take action, you're also giving yourself permission to do it completely incorrectly and learn as you go. And you're giving yourself permission to be super raw and authentic and human and real in the situation and recognize that, like, for sure, it's not going to go off without a hitch. And for sure, there will be things that blow up and fall apart. And that's all part of the process and that's okay. And the power behind that is so much greater than the power of waiting for other people to give you opportunities, waiting for the perfect circumstances, waiting for the right opportunities to present themselves. Instead, you just go and you go after the thing and you decide it's on you to make the decision to take the next step. Rather than waiting for an invitation, rather than waiting for ideal circumstances, rather than waiting on all these external factors. So that's really, really huge. So reviewing all of this, the four gifts of imperfect action, I want you to write these down if this is resonating with you. The first one is that you train yourself to engage in production over procrastination. The second is that you give yourself the opportunity to pivot, grow, and learn. The third is that you create clarity around your purpose. And the fourth is that you learn to give yourself permission to take action on a regular basis. So these are big, these are profound, these are significant, and I want you to write them down. If you're someone who's struggling to overcome perfectionism, or you're someone who struggles to take action, if you struggle with decision fatigue or analysis paralysis, where you're like, I just don't know what the next right step is, which is really common, by the way, really, really normal. I want you to put these on a post-it note and put them on your bathroom mirror so that you can see them on a regular basis and give yourself the opportunity to engage in production over procrastination, to take opportunities and pivot and grow as you go, to build clarity around your purpose as you are in the middle of the imperfect action. And again, to give yourself permission to take action on a regular basis, on a daily basis.
Thank you for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. It is always a pleasure and a total honor to be in your ear. Please make sure you are subscribed to or following this show on whatever podcast platform you're using. This ensures that you never miss an episode. You can find everything related to the Shameless Mom Academy at shamelessmom.com, and you can inquire about my speaking, consulting, and coaching services where I help women leaders, small business owners, and organizations build thought leadership and communication confidence over at sarahdean.com. That's Sarah, no H, S-A-R-A-D-E-A-N.com, sarahdean.com. Until next time, know that I appreciate you so, so much, my friend.
When when it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.